The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
I'm going to say a few points here about marriage. Brothers and sisters, I have a chance to work with a number of the youth. One of the things that's really concerning me, that maybe is concerning you as well, is the attitude that is developing among the youth, which is an attitude of being anti-marriage. I don't want to get married. Well, why don't you want to get married? Let's go and look at the reasons. Number one is that a number of times we see that our youth, they've seen bad examples. They saw, for example, what happened in their own home between their parents. And they say that if that's what marriage is about, then that's not what I want. Or they hear about, you know, somebody in the community or their brother or sister or cousin and how they got married and, you know, soon enough, like the marriage had to break. Why would I want to do that? So one thing I want to mention, you know, for our youth, alhamdulillah, we're blessed to have many youth. May Allah reward you all. Very happy and very excited and praying for your future. You know, my dear younger brothers and sisters, let's say that one day you go to a restaurant and for some reason, you know, they serve you some bad food. So afterwards, you know, you get like a stomachache. What is your response going to be? Right? At most, you get upset, right? You go through your stomach issues, and then when you're done, you go on Google and you give a bad review to them. Right? Like, these guys serve me some bad food. But is your response going to be that now that I ate that bad food, okay, I'm done with food forever, that's it. Right? Nobody does that. Right? You gotta eat. Eating is part of being a human being. It's something which is essential. We don't leave aside food just because we had a bad experience at a restaurant. Yes, it is the case that we have a lot of problems when it comes to marriages, but that doesn't mean that the whole institution needs to be, you know, broken apart. Sometimes you hear from the youth that I like my freedom. I like being an independent person. I enjoy being able to travel around, you know, especially now in the post-COVID era, we can find these flexible jobs where we can be, you know, a company can be headquarters in London and we can be in Mexico. Right, doing whatever there, and we can be working. Right, I like that type of lifestyle. I don't want to commit myself. No, I want to ask a question here that, you know, in the Quran, Allah says that when it comes to getting married, that hunna libasum lakum wa antum libasun lahun. They are a clothing to you and you are a clothing to them. Men, husband and wife are supposed to be clothes to one another. Now, excuse me, I'm sorry to say this, right? But when you go to Mexico and you're going to go, you know, hiking up the mountains there or going into the valleys or whatever else you do in Mexico, right? You're going to be taking your clothes with you, right? You're going to be traveling your traveling clothes with you. Because after all, if you don't have that, you're not going to find the comfort that you need. Your experience is going to be limited. This is very important, brothers and sisters, that's how important marriage is, that it is like a libas. It is something which protects us, something which comforts us. It keeps us cool when it gets hot. It keeps us warm when it gets cold. It gives us that comfort we need against the elements of nature. It gives us that familiarity we need in times of alienation. It's something which is very important. But when we go and we go even deeper into the issue and we say, what is the fundamental problem here? Why is it that we find this trend of people not being so excited about marriage, maybe we could say that it's going back to this issue of rights and responsibilities. Because one of the things that the postmodern era teaches us is that you have no responsibilities to anyone else except for what you want. It talks about freedom. Be free. Don't chain yourself to anything. Don't commit yourself to anything. If you want boundaries, you draw the boundaries. But it's all up to you. Perhaps one of the reasons that's holding us back from wanting to accept this divinely ordained responsibility is the unwillingness to accept the responsibility that comes along with it. And this is what I want to mention this evening, this point. That brothers and sisters, sometimes we fool ourselves. We have this type of individualistic thinking. We think that true freedom can only be attained by getting rid of all the responsibility that otherwise we would have. My mom and dad, they need me in their old age. Okay, I'm going to find a good home for them to stay in and I'll pay the money for that, but I won't be able to serve them. My spouse is going to ask me for certain things. I'm going to need to tend to their needs. Well, if I want to do it, I'll do it. But if I can't do it, no. Okay, I'm sorry. No, not today. Right? What is it that's going on here? It's an unwillingness to accept that responsibility that I'm supposed to accept. This is very serious. It's a problem that not only sometimes prevents people from getting married, but even when they get into marriage as well. You know, there's different advice that's given by a lot of people about how to have successful marriages. And you go and you look at the self-help books. One of the trends you see lately is this type of advice which says that if you want a successful marriage, what your approach should be is that don't give up an inch. You know, you hold your line, and whatever you do, don't give, because if you give in once, then you have to give in a second time and a third time. You know, this is the type of advice that's given. And so what do you have? You have these two individuals who are saying that I've drawn my line and you've drawn your line and we're not going to give an inch. What does that lead to? Right? That's not a marriage. Right? That sounds like two people who maybe are roommates at best, right? And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, then we're going to call it quits. You know, the Quran is very beautiful. It teaches us this incredible example of what does it mean to interact with one another? What approach should we take? I want to take you to the story of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Nabi Sulaiman, as you know, was one of the prophets who was a symbol of power, authority. But he was also a prophet of God. So he was somebody who was not self-centered in his approach to other people. He was somebody who always kept God in mind when he interacted with other beings. And he also was given powers. He was able to communicate with animals. So what does the Quran tell us? The Quran says that when Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam comes to the valley of the ants, what is it that the leader of the ants calls out? Ya ayyuha namlu udkhulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulaimanu wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'urun. O ants, go ahead and enter into your homes. Don't let Sulaiman trample you when you do not perceive this. Now, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is a commander of an army. And now he is dealing with a group of ants. Right? How does he deal with them? The Quran says that at that point, this symbol of power is dealing with the symbol of weakness. And in this case, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam could have taken a number of approaches. He could have said that, how dare you refer to me as in that way, like as if we're people who are senseless, we don't know anything. Don't you know of my reputation as being like a king who is very generous and very respectful of all the rights and whatnot? He could have questioned and said that, you know, why is it that, you know, you are so bold as to take this action and hide yourself at this time? Maybe you should come and present yourself and salute me. But what does it say? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, at that time, he began to laugh at what the queen ant had said. You see, brothers and sisters, at this time, when Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam has the power to act in a certain way, what does he do? He says that, I have the power, but I'm going to laugh. Right? I'm going to show love. I'm going to show compassion. This is not the time to be like a soldier and go on attack. This is the time for me to retreat and to try to make a connection. And this is so important when it comes to our lives, our family lives. We see that some of the basic principles sometimes are not being observed.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.